in the Abhidharma, there are two major traditions. The tradition of the Theravada and the tradition of the Sarvastivada, these two great schools. Each had its own independent Abhidharma tradition. Each of these two great schools, the Theravada and the Abhidharma, eventually committed to writing its own distinctive version of the Abhidharma. The Theravada version of the Abhidharma was written down in the Pali language and forms today part of the Theravada Pali Canon, which is found in Ceylon, Burma, Thailand and Cambodia, whereas the Sarvastivada version of the Abhidharma was written down in Sanskrit, and in translation it forms today part of the Chinese canon. The original Sanskrit texts have been lost. Now, the teachings, the traditions, coming down from the Buddha through disciples and disciples of disciples, these were also written down in their unsystematized form, which was, of course, the earlier form. And these constituted, when written down, what we know as the Hinayana Sutras. And these Hinayana Sutras, of course, form the Sutra Pitaka, or Sutra collection of the canon of Buddhist scriptures. The systematized teachings, the systematized versions, that is to say the Abhidharma, these constitute, or these form, the Abhidharma Pitaka, or Abhidharma collection. And these two, the Sutra Pitaka, containing the unsystematized teaching, and the Abhidharma Pitaka, containing the systematized teaching, these make up, together with the Vinaya Pitaka, or collection of discipline, the complete Tripitaka, or threefold collection of the Hinayana schools. Now, both the Theravada and the Sarvastivada Abhidharmas, or the Abhidharma Pitakas rather, contain seven books, seven quite voluminous books. But these two are quite different sets. The Theravadins have one set of seven Abhidharma books in their Abhidharma Pitaka. The Sarvastivadins have a quite different set of seven Abhidharma books in their Abhidharma Pitaka. The Theravadins regard the Abhidharma Pitaka, this collection of higher teaching or further doctrine, as being the word of the Buddha. According to the Theravada, the contents of the Abhidharma Pitaka were preached in the Tushita Devaloka, a higher heavenly realm, by the Buddha to the spirit of his deceased mother. And at the end of the day, he descended from that higher realm, according to the legend, and repeated what he had taught his deceased mother on earth to Sariputra, the wisest of his disciples. Sariputra talked to his disciples, and in that way the Abhidharma tradition was handed down. That's according to the Theravada. But the Sarvastivadins, on the other hand, frankly admit that the contents of the Abhidharma Pitaka are the work of disciples, which would seem, in fact, to be the case. Now, the Abhidharma literature is by no means confined to the two Abhidharma Pitakas, that is to say, the Abhidharma Pitakas of the Theravadins and the Sarvastivadins. These constitute only a beginning. And subsequently, in the course of centuries, hundreds of other works were produced. From a literary point of view, the Abhidharma is a very rich, a very vast field indeed. But among all the workers, among all the writers of Abhidharma texts, two names, we may say, tower above all the others, both of them belonging to the 5th century AD. On the Theravada side, there is the great scholastic and commentator Buddhaghosa, who is the author of the Visuddhimagga, or Stages of Purification, or Path of Purification. He was a native of India, but lived and worked in Ceylon. On the Sarvastivada side, there is the great figure of Vasubandhu, the author of the Abhidharma Kosha, or Treasury of Abhidharma, which is the major Abhidharma work in existence. He lived and worked in northwestern India, and in his old age, he became a follower of the Mahayana, and one of the founders of the Vijnana, or idealist school of Mahayana philosophy. But long before this, long before the days of Buddhaghosa and Vasubandhu, the Abhidharma had gone far beyond its original objectives. And we may say, broadly speaking, that from analyzing and classifying the Buddha's teachings, it went a step further. In fact, many steps further, and it started analyzing and classifying the whole universe, indeed, the whole of existence. Philosophically speaking, the position of the Abhidharma is one of what has been called, I think very well, by Dr. Radhakrishnan, pluralistic realism. This describes the philosophical position of the Abhidharma. Pluralistic realism. The Abhidharma believes that the whole of existence, mental and physical and spiritual, the whole of existence, conscious and non-conscious, can be broken down, as it were, into a limited number of ultimately real, discrete elements. It's a sort of psychophysical atomism. These elements it calls dharmas.